Five-time Grammy winner Michael McDonald says R&B was the music of his youth. The 51-year-old St. Louis native says it's what he listened to growing up and tried to emulate. McDonald was a backup vocalist with Steely Dan, and 2 years later, in 1977, became a Doobie Brother, giving some soul to the band's guitar-driven rock sound. McDonald quickly became chief songwriter and turned out hits like Taking It to the Streets, Minute by Minute, and this one. But what a fool believes he sees. No wise man has the power to reason away. McDonald's solo success confirmed his allegiance to soul, and he's paying tribute with a new CD featuring his own arrangements of Motown classics. Seated at the NPR piano, McDonald said he didn't hesitate to redo such songs as Since I Lost My Baby, You Are Everything, and I Heard It Through the Grapevine. To him, it seemed natural.
It was something that I had been waiting to do for a long time. Some kind of album like this, you know, because those songs by Ashford Simpson, Stevie Wonder, and Holland Dozier Holland, and Smokey Robinson are just some of the most well-written pop tunes, aside from being just big hits. There are songs that have stood the test of time just as songs, you know.
But what makes a Motown record so distinctive?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things you realize is that the musicians they started with were guys who could bring something to the song that was of somewhat sophisticated approach. Writers like Ashford Simpson, you know, the songs are just so rich with chord changes and nuances that are really kind of come from gospel music, you know, and a lot of really truly American music that wasn't so much mainstream really became mainstream during the Motown era.
What do you feel like doing?
I'll do a song for you. It's one of my favorite songs on the record. Actually was not a Motown song when it was first done. It was done by the Stylistics, and Tom Bell, Linda Creed wrote the song.
Somebody looked just like you. She walked like you do. I thought it was you. As she turned the corner, I called out your name. I felt so ashamed, as it wasn't you.
Very simple song, but they, they got a lot out of that.
Yeah, you know, I found with the songs too that when I did them, you know, you hear these lyrics forever for years, and you kind of take them for granted, and then you go up and to sing them, and somehow what the lyrics might really mean kind of come through your head, you know, images of what is actually being described, you know.
And it's a song you have to feel to sing. I mean, you're naked out there with a song like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, you can't hide behind instrumentation, background vocals.
No, you can't. I was a little too naked on that one. But it's a great song. I mean, a lot of the things that they wrote were just really poignant, you know.
On the disc, it's All Is Fair in Love. And then off the website that I've pulled down, All in Love is Fair.
We're still not sure.
You can take your pick. But it's such a beautiful song. Could you do that?
Sure. It's one of my favorite Stevie Wonder things.
All is fair in love. love's a crazy game. Two people vow to stay. Love has won, they say. All of fate's a chance. It's either good or bad. I toss my coin to say. So cold, you either win or lose. When all is put away, losing side I play. But all is fair in love.
You've got to hate music to not like that song.
Really. You know, one thing about that song we like, it just seems to be that kind of sweet spot in the middle of Stevie Wonder's career where if you weren't sure he was blossoming before at that moment, it became pretty evident.
Has anyone told you you shouldn't be doing this?
You know, I think it's right for all of us to preserve our cultures. I think culture is what helps us find the good things in life, you know. And I think we should always share that with each other. I have enjoyed so much the music that I grew up listening to, you know. There's always some element of society that will criticize you for doing something. But, you know, the fact is, there's a lot of people that feel that way. And if you worried about criticism, you would do very little in this life, you know.
Singer-songwriter Michael McDonald. His new CD is called Michael McDonald Motown. An extended interview is at npr.org.